背，跟耶利亚一直背，一直背整炉背。
She's going to give me a long thing and say, that's enough. Don't you go, she's enough. Well, we're very happy to have you on this New Year's, your first Sunday of your New Year.
我们很高兴可以在我们的新春的时候聚在一起。
It's just so marvelous how good God has been to us.
神过去的恩待实在是很奇妙。
When I think of this New Year for our church, I think of an adventure.
特别是想到我们今年要面对的教会要面对的一年呢，是一个冒险。
Took us a long while to get to this adventure, but we're on our way.
那我们要走一段时间来冒这个险。
You know, for several years now, we have been talking about shall we relocate our church? We're getting bigger. We need more room. Should we renovate our church so we could have more classrooms? And our dear people have been knocking their heads together.
那几好久一段时间呢，我们是在讨论哈，到底这个教会是空间不够了，我们应该扩建呢，还是要加建呢，还是要重建呢？一直大家很就是很多的这种意见都没有办法有定案。
And they would wonder if maybe they should do this, and then nobody seemed it didn't go anywhere.
每次有一个主建出来的时候，好像觉得这个可行，但是呢，好像又没有什么样的复议，所以呢就没有进行。
Then we try something else, and it didn't get anywhere.
另外一个方案来了，一样的没有进行。
And you know, it seemed like they were doing their very best. They really were.
这些有意见用心的人，他们真的很用心的去筹划这些方案。
And they were praying.
而且他们也在祷告。
But we felt like we were really on the right track with what we were doing, with what we were trying to do.
那事实上，我们都一直是用对的方法来面对这个建堂或扩建的事情。
And in reality, we were.
那事实上，我们真的是按着我们觉得应该对的方法来做。
You see, sometimes God has to prepare our heart.
你知道吗？有时候神要先要预备我们的心。
He has to sort of come in with an idea into someone's head and begins to mature and mature and keep going.
他要给一个人一些想法，然后让这个想法可以孕育，可以成熟。
But sometimes we forget we have to wait for God's time if we're going to pray.
但是这个当中呢，既然这个想法从神来的话，要给神时间，能够让他可以神的时间到了才会实现。
Now to me, this is a miracle. What's happening to the church?
那现在教会面对的建堂的情况，对我来讲，我觉得是神迹。
You see, when I think of the building or what we had to do and raise money and push and pull, and when I think that in God's time a man walked on this grounds and said to you, "I'll buy your church."
那我就想到说，我们这么长久以来大家的意见一直在商讨，一直在不晓该怎么办的时候呢，竟然就在这个时间到的时候，神预备了一个人来跟我们说，我要来买你们这块地。
I will help you relocate.
而且还帮你们找一个新的地方。
And then we've been praying, remember? We've been working.
记得吗？
Praying.
我们一直在祷告，对不对？为建堂祷告。
And it stuns us so much, we wonder, should we do this?
然后我们到了一个地步，我们想说，我们真的是应该这样做吗
？Now we've been praying, Lord, we know we need to do something.
我们知道说我们应该要采取行动了。
And then he comes and he dumps it in our lap.
有个答案就从神那里就给了放在我们面前。
You say, well, Sister Schwartz, well, I'm not sure that's enough money.
或许你说呢，想到这个钱那么大的一批数目呢，我们够吗
？I say maybe God's going to pay for 90%, and He wants you to pay for the other 10.
那我要告诉你，或许神要付90%，而要我们大家呢，你们呢，付出10%。
Because He wants you to own it too. It's a part of you. It's His house and our house for God.
如果神付那我们不够的部分，表示说呢，他拥有这个不是我们拥有的，是他为我们拥有这个房子。
I'm really excited about this.
我很兴奋的。
I can see the hand of God as He has moved in our church. You have grown spiritually. God is directing you. Your hearts are going together in unity, and it thrills my heart to see what God's doing.
我是在看着神的手在带领我们这件事情，而且把我们的心联系在一起。然后他的工作是很明显的，在这个事情上面带领。
Even sometimes it may be hard to recognize God's hand.
有时候我们是很难去体识到神的手在参与。
But when we do, He will keep on working.
但是如果你真的细心的体验的话，你愿意的话，他会继续的工作。
I really mean that.
我从心里面这样讲。
God has a way of working.
神有他自己的方法来让事情成就。
After the hurricane and I was in, the man came to look it over and estimate. And he said to them, 30,000.
那我在我家就是被这个飓风摧毁之后呢，有一个人来做一些勘察，然后说大概3万块哈，三万块。
And the man that the one of the representatives from our campus there who was working with this said to me,I don't think that's going to be enough.
那在我们这个机构里面的一个负责这方面的一个同工呢跟我说我想不够。
So all this time they've been saying to me, I don't know if it's going to be enough.
所以他们就一直存着一个心说可能会不够，就说一面建一面重建一面的觉得说不够。
But God was building the house.
但是呢神自己建造这个房子。
After they had gutted it and all was left was just the studs, two men from North Carolina, or no, from Ohio came down.
那有两位同工呢，他们从 Ohio 下来支援。
And for 10 days they worked on my house.
十天在我的这个房子里面工作。
They renovated it and then they put it up so it was all ready for them to put up the wall boards. And those of you who know building, know that's a lot.
电线什么都准备好，好让呢，准备好让这些外面的这些不管是墙啊或什么可以准备好，可以让他们再来建筑。
And the only thing they charged was for their transportation and their food.
这两位同工呢，这两位工人呢，他们只跟 FEA 要的只有他们的这个交通费，还有他们的食物，其他都不收钱。
I have a young man who is like my adopted son, and when he came to look at it, he said, "Now don't you worry about the wallboards."
然后呢，我有一个就像我的儿子一样，他告诉我说这些墙壁呢，你不要担心，我会做的。
Now getting workers in Martin County and our counties up there is like pulling teeth.
你要知道哈，在这一段时间，在我们那个马丁康尼那个地方要来找这些工人呢，实在是就像你拔牙齿一样。
Hundreds of them still don't have roofs.
到现在还有很多的家甚至上百的家还没有屋顶。
So when I got ready to do the wall boards, I said, Tommy, we're ready for that now.
然后我就跟我这个就像儿子这个弟兄说呢我已经准备好要墙要放上去了。
They did my whole house, they wallboard the house.
所以呢就把全房子都弄好了。
It was yesterday I found out, I think or day before yesterday, that they never sent a bill.
然后我就前天才发现说他们不去要这个钱，就是没有不需要给工钱。
And they said to me, I think you've got enough money.
那之后呢，他们就结论说呢，你钱够了。
That's our God.
这是我们的神。
You know, if there's anything that's wonderful, it's to watch Him work.
那最棒的是你能够看着神自己亲自工作。
To see His hand moving in our lives, in our church, among our people.
看着他的手在我们的弟兄姐妹肢体当中，好在里面参与，在里面动工。
Does He care about us? Yes, He cares about us.
他当然关心我们。
He knows the future.
他也知道我们的未来。
He knows how many more Chinese will be coming into our area and how many may be coming to the church and we're going to need a bigger place for them.
他知道有多少的华人、中国人会进到我们这个地区来，他知道我们需要一个多大的空间来容许他们进来。
He knows what's a good location for us.
他也知道哪一个地方是最准确、最好的地方。
But in the midst of all of this,There is something that we have to be careful about.
但是在这个当中呢，我们有一些事情要提醒自己的，要小心的。
Because even when there's good and God wants to do something, many times the enemy will come in and try to do something that will bring division and hurt and misunderstanding.
因为虽然这是一件好事，一件让我们觉得很喜乐的事情，但是呢，神工作。魔鬼也要工作，魔鬼总是要做那种离间的这种分裂的工作。
There was a cute little story.
有一个这样的小故事。
When the British and French were fighting in Canada in 1700s.
当英法两国在1700年的时候呢，在加拿大他们有打仗的时候。
There was an Admiral Phillips that they had sent in to cover the port where the army was coming to fight.
海军吗？海军陆战是吧？海军什么？啊，就是有哈。有一个啊，他们啊派了一个海军的将军到这个港口来。
Now Admiral Phillips got there early.
哦，他的名字是。
So he had to wait for the army to come.
他先来，然后he came early. Yes. Okay. 然后军队再来。
Now there were several churches down in that area, and on the churches were saints, statues of saints.
那很多教会就在那个附近呢啊，然后他们有啊 ，is it Catholic?
Imagine.
Yeah. 然后呢，这个教会呢，外面有一些雕像，就是那些圣什么哈，大家这个天主教的那些雕像。
And for some reason, he got really upset about those saints up there.
那这个将军呢，一看到这些呢，心里很不高兴。
So he ordered the men to use the cannons and knock the saints off the church.
那所以他就有一个命令说，请他们把这个啊这些雕像全部打掉。
But when the army came,
当军队来的时候
and they were ready to fight, and they sent for them to cover them, they couldn't because they didn't have any more ammunition. He had spent it all on shooting at the saints.
那因为呢，他用了一些他们的这个军备呢，来打掉这些雕像呢，所以军队来的时候呢，因为太多雕像了哈，用很多去打，然后呢，军队来的时候呢，以至于他们没有足够的这些军备来打仗。
So Paul wants to help us to see how not to shoot at the saints.
所以呢，保罗要让我们清楚说，不要去打那些圣者哈，那些雕像圣者。
You know, we are very human, and Paul wants us to live in harmony together, he said.
保罗劝我们，我们要和睦的相处。我们是有人性的，可是我们要和睦的在一起。
But you might say, how can we live in harmony when there's so many controversial issues?
那我们说呢，那么多的不同的意见，我们如何能够和睦相处呢？
That's what I love about God's word.
我非常喜欢神的话语，因为这样呢，我特别喜欢神的话。
It's instructions.
它非常有教导性。
You know how sometimes when you buy a piece of furniture, you have to put together.
你知道有时候你去买一些装组的那种就是这个家具的时候，你要把它放在一起。
Now my father always just started building it.
那我爸爸就很喜欢就得组这些家具。
And then he'd get to a hard place, and then you know what he would do? He would look at the instructions.
那他等到装完了才去看那个里面的说明书。
And I'm sure many of you men are guilty of the same thing.
我相信很多人是这样，对不对？
When everything fails, read the instructions.
那当你不看那个说明书的时候，总是会出错的。
But you see, what God wants us to do is read the instructions first and let Him help us.
神要我们大家好好先看说明书，然后再来帮助我们。
Now I want you to open your Bible to the 14th chapter of Romans.
请我们打开罗马书第十四章。
As time permits, we want to go through this chapter and maybe into 15.
如果时间容许，我们希望能够从十四章把它看过到十五章的一开始。You may want to read through or just talk through?
No, just first one.
Okay, 好，现在我们打开罗马书第十四章，我们看第一节，我们只念第一节，然后等一下呢，他会这个篇章呢，他会整个讲过。罗马书第十四章第一节，我们一起来，信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Now, he's talking here about doubtful disputes.
那这里提到疑惑的事。
Now, we can have disputes with one another, it seems, over things.
有时候我们也会彼此就是有怀疑。
But what he means about doubtful disputes are things that are not clear in Scripture.
那事实上这在提的疑惑的事情呢，特别指的是圣经里面没有很清楚告诉你界限在哪里的。
You know, that's why we have many different denominations.
你知道为什么有那么多宗派出来吗？就是因为呢没有很清楚的交代给我们。
The scripture was not truly fully clear on something, and someone feels that they're more clear on it, and so they would gather a group, and then they would become a denomination.
某些人对于这一点呢，他们觉得不是那么的执着。那有一些人就觉得这一点应该要执着。那这个等于说没有一个界限，那就会产生宗派。
Let me give you an example of some of the things I think Paul was talking about.
那我就把保罗提出来的例子给你们讲。
How often we take the Lord's Supper.
比如说呢，啊，我们这个守圣餐的时候
，the way that we're baptized，
到底多久守一次，到底怎么样施洗，这些都是一个不是很清楚的界限的啊，一个很明白的一些原则。
The kind of church music，
那教会应该用什么音乐
？And the end time interpretation，
在这个末世的时候的这些解释。
Now, none of them are clearly, directly commandments from God except to do them.
刚才我提的这些呢，都是在神的话里面没有很清楚的，就是好像很明确的应该怎么样没有。
But how many disputes and how many problems have come just from this little kind of thing?
但是你知道多少这种宗派之间、弟兄姐妹之间有多少的问题、疑惑是从这里来的吗？
And this isn't only good for the church. Think about it at home.
不是只有教会管用，在家里面这些想法也是管用的。
And so he's saying here, let's not get ourselves into that kind of thing.
他的意思是说呢，不要把自己陷在这些这些不要把自己定死了。
It is our tendency as man to look on those who hold different views than we have, usually as if they're wrong.
那人有一种本性哈，就是我们会很根深蒂固的想一种事情是这样想的，但是呢，后来你会发现呢，不一定是对的，或者是错的。
But Paul said, "No, that's not what we're to do."
保罗说，不要彼此疑惑。
We are to live as free in Christ.
我们在基督里要很自由地活着。
And so therefore you and I can have our different opinions.
好，让我们彼此容许对方有不同的意见。
You see, it was Paul that said, I am the least of the saints.
那保罗也这样讲，他是最小的，使徒里面他算是最小的。
He said, I don't deserve to be called an apostle.
他说我实际上是不配被称为使徒。
He said, you know, he said, Jesus came into this world to save the sinner, and I'm the worst one.
他说呢，耶稣到世上来，基督到世上拯救罪人，我是罪人中的罪魁。
So sometimes when we get these ideas in our head, and we have very strong opinions in these things, they can harm us and cause us to feel, unless it's my way, it's not right. Right.
这些根深蒂固的想法在我们的心里面一成有成见之后呢，总是有一个想法，不是像我这样做的就不对。
Now, Mrs. Shi, I want you to read verse 2 through 4.
好，我们再从14章的2到4节，好，第二节到第四节，一起来。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只出蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
Now, in our spiritual life, there will come times that God will speak to you about something that maybe doesn't hurt or bother anyone else.
在你的属灵的历程当中呢，有时候神会给你一种信念，或给你一种看见，不给别人，只给你。就说他呢，要你在这方面很执着，但是他不要求别人。有时候会有这样的一个时候。
We call that a conviction.
那我们就称它为一种信念，你坚信的意念。
Many times down through my Christian life, God has convicted me on things.
在我的基督徒的这种过程当中呢，这个天路历程当中呢，我有很多时候神给我这些信念。
I told you I was an ardent politician.
那我跟你讲过呢，我是一个对于政治很有兴趣的人。
I followed politics whether it was in United States or Antigua or in Cayman Islands. I was right there.
对于政治的这种感到兴趣呢，热衷的不是只有在美国哈，不管我去哪一个国家宣教，我都对那个国家的政治很有兴趣。
When I was in Antigua, I made $75 a month.
在 Antigua 的时候，我一个月赚。
But I had to buy the magazines that came, Today's World, you know, and all those things that Time and that kind of thing, and they were so much more expensive when they go overseas.
How much you spend?
That's 30 years ago.
他说呢，我75块钱的月薪呢，结果我每一个月要买那些过洋的，就是进口的那些政治杂志，你可以想象他用多少钱买那些东西。
And I was the kind that never did anything halfway.
那我做事情不会只做一半的。
So when I would sit down with one of those magazines, I'd read it all the way through.
我看这些杂志呢，是从第一个字看到最后一个字，就是从头看到尾的。我不会说一半就不看了。
I spent a lot of time on it.
很多时间也很多金钱放在这个政治的主题上面。
And then the Lord began to speak to me.
后来神就对我说话了。
I began to feel troubled.
我心里面开始不平安了。
And little by little, he began to show me this isn't good for you.
一点一点的，神就让我看到说这个对我不太好。
And so to this day, I don't buy those magazines.
所以今天呢，你看到我不再买这些政治杂志了。
I don't preach that.
我也不讲政治，对不对？
But it's one of my convictions.
这是我神给我的一种坚定的信念，他特别给我。
I'm not upset when you look at them. I might even try to look over your shoulder. I don't
know. 如果呢，你在看这些政治杂志，我在谈这个事情呢，我不会怎么样，而且我想就从旁边看一下而已。
But I'm saying that God knows us.
但是神知道你，知道我。
He wants us to get to heaven.
他要我们顺利的上天堂。
I love competition. I love
to compete. 我很喜欢比赛的，我是竞争性很强的人。
And I remember when I was a teacher.
当我是老师的时候。
I lived in the home of a lady in the community I was teaching.
那我就住在一个妇女的家。
And we liked to play games together.
我们两个呢就常常玩一些游戏。
And we would play Chinese checkers.
有时候会玩象棋的。
And one night she was beating me.
那有一个晚上呢，她真的是赢我太多了。
Oh, I felt it. I was getting hot flashes.
我心里面的发热。
I'm only in my 20s. I'm getting hot flashes.
就有那个发热热潮了哈，就是输得很难过。
And God had to show me
神也让我看到了
that games are just games.
这是一个游戏而已，两个人一个游戏而已。
So what I'm saying here, don't look down on those that doesn't share your convictions.
记得，如果你看到别人有跟你不同的做法，是你自己的信念，但是呢，不要轻看那些没有你这种信念的人。
You see, this chapter actually is Paul talking about what they eat because they were, he was dealing with the pagans, the Gentiles, he was dealing with the Jews. All of them quite opinionated.
保罗在这里要面对的讲这些话的对象呢，是包括犹太人，包括外邦人，这些人都是很强烈的成见的人。那他讲的实际上针对食物
，particularly the Jews，
特别是犹太人是就根深蒂固的想法的。
And so he's trying to tell them, and he's trying to say to them, don't judge what others can do and can't do. Do what I tell you to do.
你做你该做的，不要论断别人有没有做什么。
So don't take your personal. That's why they're called personal convictions. They're yours.
不要把你个人有的信念放在别人的身上。
We don't place them on others.
不要把这些呢加在别人的身上。
I tried to learn that a long time ago.
我学这个哈，在很早以前就学，也学了很久。
Because this will bring trouble.
因为这个会带来麻烦的。
There are men that may come in and say, "Well, this isn't the right kind of music. You should be singing this and this."
有的人会跟你说呢，这个音乐不对，这个音乐不圣洁，应该。
This isn't the right way to worship. You should be worshiping like this and like this.
敬拜应该这样，不应该那样。
And they'll try to confuse and they'll try to divide. When my friend, those things doesn't even matter.
这一些呢，会让我们引起我们不同的意见，有一些纷争，会给我们分裂。那事实上，这一些呢，都是不是最主要的事情。
I love prophecy.
我喜欢先知。
I love end time prophecy.
我喜欢特别是喜欢这个末世的那个先
知语言。I'm not a good teacher of it, but I enjoy it.
我虽然不是一个很会教的人，但是我很享受这些先知的语
言。But there are so many things that we can have our own opinion on.
很多人对这个先知预言呢，就会就是自己会有一些意见，就是很多种的这种意见。
There is none of it really that except a few things, but most of it we get our opinions and we draw out our own opinions.
那问题是呢，圣经没有很清楚的讲，可是我们把我们自己的想法呢，就把它放进去，认为就是这样。
I may believe that Actually, we're going to rapture the church before the tribulation.
那对我来讲，我是相信说呢，我们在受难之前，我们就可以被提了。
There are those that strongly believe it'll be in the middle of the tribulation when the temple is desecrated.
有的人却不是认为这样，他们认为这个受难期呢是在不是在这个时候，就是有很多想法，很多争议。
And there are those that believe it will be at the end of the tribulation that we will be raptured.
那有人说呢，是在这个受难的晚期。末期我们才被提，所以这个被提的时间呢，意见不一样。
But none of that has anything to do with my salvation.
可是这些跟我的救恩没有关系。
These are the kind of things that we may have deep convictions or we share particular things, but we have to remember we cannot look down on others if they disagree with us.
我们可以分享我们的意见，可是绝对不要去论断或轻看那些跟我们意见不同的人。
I think verses 6 through 12 is the very heart of what Paul is trying to say here.
那第六到十二节呢，这里是一个很严谨的事情。OK， 好，第六到第九，第六到第几？第十二 ，OK， 一起来。守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢神；不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因我们都要站在神的台前。经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生起誓，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
You see, we have to realize we live for the Lord alone.
记得我们是为主而活。
This is a very personal relationship.
这是一个很个别的跟主的关系。
It was Arnold Palmer that was he was a real champion many years ago, and he was having a tournament.That's all right. They got that. Just say golf.
Okay. Golf.
And he was doing. He was doing very well.
那他打得很好。
He was leading. He was feeling good.
他非常正在高峰的时候。
And he got to a certain hole, and a friend. He looked over, and a friend called him.
那有在一个球赛里面，他刚好打到非常的精彩的时候呢，有个朋友从旁边跟他打招呼。
And he said, I went over to my friend, and my friend reached out his hand and said, he congratulated me.
那这个朋友呢，我就还没有打这个最后这一球呢，他就打过去呢，跟他握手，然后那个人跟他说呢，恭贺你。
And Palmer said, at that minute, I knew I had lost my focus.
那这个时候呢，这个打球的这个球家呢，马上自己晓得说呢，心里有数说呢，我一定会失算了。
He said, I went then and I went up there and I hacked at it and I hacked at it, but I lost.
即使我再怎么样的精算，怎么样的就准备呢，还是失去那一球。
You see, what happened was his friend wouldn't have wanted him to do this, but he got his focus off of the ball.
虽然呢，这个朋友对他是好意，但是呢，他呢的专注点应该在球上面，已经转到那个朋友的恭贺上面。
You see, we cannot get our focus off of Christ.
你的专注点不能离开主。
Now I must admit, through the years and my working in the church, there's been some real troubles in the church.
在我的过去牧会的时间，有很多教会里面的问题。
I mean, some of them very, very serious.
可是很严重的问题。
But I learned one thing as I came through those.
那我怎么样经过这些问题呢？我学到一件事情。
Is that I didn't love the church, I loved Jesus.
我绝对不爱教会过于主耶稣。
And the church was the vehicle that God put me in to work for Him.
教会是神设立的一个工具，借着教会来成就他自己的想法。
Brothers and sisters, remember, keep your focus on Christ.
弟兄姐妹们好好的专注在耶稣的身上。
We work with a lot of different people.
我们个人有不同，一群人有不同的特性。
Some are naturally sweet.
那很多人很自然性就是很温馨。
And some are not naturally sweet.
有些人很自然性就是看起来就是不是很温馨。
There's some that is very strict and straight and when they put some points, it goes right through you.
那有些人呢，他们很严厉的哈，有时候讲一句话就是要把你好像刺到你的心一样。
But we cannot allow anyone.
但是呢，不管什么样的特性的人
，to get our eyes off of Jesus.
不要让这些人把我们的眼睛转离开，不看主。
No matter what the situation is.
不管情况怎么样。
There was a man that was on the board, and he felt like he didn't like what they were going to do about building something.
那有一次在我的这个董事会里面呢，有一个人呢不太赞同我们要做的这个建堂的事。
He gave his opinion.
所以他就给我们一个意见。
He had a strong opinion.
而且那个意见是很强烈的。
But they didn't choose his way.
但是后来大家表决就没有选择他的意见。
But the very first day that they all gathered to work on the church, he was there.
在最后一天，这个要建筑要动工的时候呢，这个不同意见的人呢是第一个到那里的。
Because his eye was not on what he wanted, his eye was on what Jesus wanted.
就可以晓得他的焦点不是在于说我的意见有没有被接纳，而是呢他真的是要做神的工作。
Let's look at verse 13 through 18.
我们看13到18节一样的14章13到18节一起来。所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚别人的之物。我凭着主耶稣确知深信，凡物本来没有不洁净的，唯独人以为不洁净的，在他就不洁净了。你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏，不可叫你的善被人毁谤，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。好，到这里。
You see, here we have something a little different. This he's talking about is the pagans' view.That they offered their food to idols.
那这里是提到外邦人他们在拜偶像之后呢，吃那些拜偶像的东西的这样的一个事情。
In the market, they had offered the meat and so forth to idols.
那不管在哪里，他们就把这些食物呢，就肉啦，都拜偶像。
Now, for those who came out of pagan homes, this was very hard for them. They couldn't eat that because they knew it had been blessed by the idols.
对于偶像崇拜的有这样经历的人呢，要让他们吃这些拜过偶像的东西，对他们很难，因为他们明明知道这是提供给偶像来拜他们的。
But Paul said, many of us are free from this. We know that it doesn't matter because the idols are nothing.
那既然我们认为这些偶像不是什么的话，那对于我们来讲，我们是自由的，我们就不认为这个食物有什么样的问题。
We deal with this in Taiwan.
在台湾，我们要面对这种情况是很平常的。
Sometimes they'll come and they'll say, Sister Sword, should we buy the things for the incense and the things for our
有很多人会来问我说呢，我该不该去为我的父母亲帮他们去买香呢？
So here they're facing this, and Paul is saying this. When a brother thinks something sin, it is sin to him.
那这里保罗的原则是这样子，如果这个人认为这个对他是不可做的，是罪的话，那他就是罪。
That's why we shouldn't put obstacles in the way of people and say, oh, that's nothing wrong with that.
所以你也不要去跟人家做自作主张，不会，没有关系，你去做没有关系。因为他如果认为心里面有这样的想法的话，你不能让他轻易的就是让他不要想要让他释怀。
In other words, Paul was saying, when I sit down with my pagan friends and they can't eat this meat that's been offered to idols, I won't eat it.
所以保罗意思是说呢，我对方是一个拜过偶像的人，那现在他因为信基督了，他不 觉得很难去吃这个时候，那既然我虽然我是很自由的，但是我还是要尊重他的缘故，我也不吃。
It doesn't mean anything to me. I could eat it, but I'm not going to put a stumbling block in front of.
保罗意思是说呢，我自己没有关系，可是呢，我不愿意把这个半碟的这个啊一个东西呢放在我的弟兄的面前。
When there's some things that your brother is very weak on, then you help support him.
如果你看到你的弟兄姐妹是软弱的，你要接纳，你要去扶持他。
Until someday he may be able to get freedom from.
一直到有一天呢，让他可以自由。
So what Jesus is saying, or what Paul, the Holy Spirit is saying through Paul, is the fact that we as a church, there are things that we have to be very careful with because we don't want to wound our weaker brother.
在教会里面，保罗提醒我们，我们要很小心的，不要去伤害到那些软弱的弟兄姐妹。
You see, in 19 and 21,He talks about that there's no difference.
在十九到二十节之间呢，他说没有什么样的不同。
He said, "For meat does not destroy the Lord's work."
那对我来讲呢，which verse you talking about?
20.
二十节哈，不可因食物毁坏神的工程。
So we see then that we have to be very careful to keep the peace.
所以最主要的十九节告诉我们要追求和睦。
To edify one another.
彼此建立造就。
Does that mean I must give in to my weaker brother?
意思是说我要将就吗？我要妥协吗？
In this sense of eating the meat, it was very simple not to eat any.
那如果在这个事情上面，像这个吃偶像的事情的东西呢，我就不要吃。如果对方认为这个不好，我就不要吃。
But in some things we may have to lead our brother to
see. 但是有些其他的事情呢，我们可能要做一个引导，做一个就说我们不去去定论他，但是我们要引导。
We don't cut off their neck and say you're silly.
你不能呢把他就一下就断定说呢你根本就是不对。
We help them, we nurture them to see what is a better way.Under Christ.
你要帮助他，带他走那个适合他，可以最好能够到主面前的路。
Then I want to say this last.
最后
，We all are opinionated.
我们大家都有自己的意见的。
Some of us more so than others.
那有些人比较强烈。
You have strong opinions.
我们都会有很强烈的意见。
A lot of your home fights are strong opinions.
很多的家庭里面就因为这些不同的意见在争吵。
I believe this and you believe that.
我认为是这样，你认为是这样。
I prefer this way.
我喜欢这样做。
Can't you see the logic in it?
难道你不觉得这个才对吗？
You can see that it's the better way.
你不觉得这个是最好的、比较好的方法吗？
And there we are standing out against which preference is better.
所以哪一个意见比较好，大家就争来争去。
Let's read from chapter 5 from 1 to 7.
15?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 15.
好，15章一到七节，一起来。我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱。不求自己的喜悦，我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德性。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂就落在我身上。从前我所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神，如经上所记，因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你。好，到第九，对不对？是不是 tonight？I'm sorry. Tonight. Want to say I'm sorry. 一到七节而已，我们念过了。Yeah.
Now we see in this scripture that it tells us that we're to bear the infirmities, the weaknesses of the weak.
所以这里告诉我们，我们要去担待那些不坚固人的软弱。
And not to please ourselves.
不是讨只为了自己的喜悦而做。
This is a hard thing.
这是很难的。
When we have our preferences, it's very difficult to let them go.
特别是我们有自己的意见的时候，很难让我们的意见可以释怀。
But the word of God says, let every one of us please his neighbor for good to edify.
这里告诉我们，我们要不要讨自己的喜悦，而去讨邻舍的喜悦，好建立他们。
I don't think he's altogether meaning here that we give in to everything, but I think he says that whatever we do is going to bring harmony and understanding.
这里的意思不是说呢，即使就说你认为不对的，你也要去妥协，不是这个意思。他意思是说呢，尽量的保持和睦，保持和谐。
You see, it was Christ, it was God that used patience and he consoled people.
基督不是这样吗？我们的神不是这样吗？用他的耐性来等候我们，来接纳我们。
That means we're not to go forward harshly, determining to do what we think, but we are to go with the consensus of God's people.
我们对于神的子民、神的百姓也是一样的，我们要用这种很温和的方法来接纳。
I have given you this morning because I feel like I want you to understand.
那今天早上我特别希望你能够了解
how we can go through building a new building with the glory of God on us.
我们可以借着这一次的这种建立一个教堂呢建堂呢，用这个来荣耀神。
It's a beautiful testimony.
是一个非常美的见证。
Those that are unbelievers.They already feel our church is a beautiful church.
还没有信主的人已经认为说我们已经很好了。
We get comments about how you love one another and how you're kind and how you've been so good and so nice and that is drawing them to Jesus.
他们之所以认为好是看到我们的彼此相爱，我们那么和谐，那么温馨，那些都可以吸引他们到主面前。
And when they see a people who have a heart to work,
特别是他们看到我们全体能够合作，能够一起工作的时候，
a joy to do what God wants,
在做神的工作的时候，我们享受。
Then they will see that it's a difference in God.
他们会看到在我们里面是不一样的。
I look for that.
我期待。
I told the group this week when I was speaking in Hope Sound that I am glad in my last days that God has sent me here.
那我在Hope Sound 那里讲的时候呢，我跟他们说我很高兴。我的最后的晚年是这样子在中国的教会过的。
I cannot explain this, but all of my life,I have been a troubleshooter.
我本身呢，我没有办法跟你解释清楚 shooter.
From the very first church I went to.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry.
Try to shoot down trouble.
Okay.
I guess I've been that too.
他说呢，他呢，就很多问题需要他去解决。
I remember the first church I had, 22, I think I was.Little tiny church, eight members.
小小的一个教会只有八个会员，
二
十几个会友。
One that was not even a Christian who tried to run the church.
然后其中有一个想要管理教会，却是一个不信主的人。
We were going to renovate the church. It needed painting badly and fixing.
那我们的教会需要重新油漆。
So the one that wasn't a Christian and that sort of run the church, she was going to buy the paint.
那这一个。我没有信主，可是要管理教会这个人呢，想要去买油漆。
Well, I was happy.
我很高兴他要去做。
But I got a phone call.
那我听到一个接到个电话。
And one of the ladies on the board said, "We're not going to help at all if she gives the paint."
其中的电话告诉我说，如果他是要负责那事的话，我们都不帮忙了。
This went on, you know, this was quite
像类似这样
的问题。For a young person, it was something. Then I went to the next place.
另外一个教会。
They had just had an all-out.Fight and fight.
我去的时候刚好是他们的里面的很多的这种争吵的时候。
This was in the West Indies.
这个是在加勒比海。
And it was the missionaries and those who had sided up with the missionaries and the preachers and those who sided up with the preachers.
里面有宣教士也有就他们的牧师，所以呢各取就说各分党了宣教士的一派，然后牧师的一派。
It had even gone out on the street.
已经吵到街上去了。
And here I came.
那我刚好就在这个时候呢
I just walked a tightrope all through that time trying to help pull that church together.
我刚好在这个时候上任，只好一步一步的跟着他们的困难问题一起走。
God helped us.
神帮助我们。
Then he sent me to Cayman, where they're all families, and there was all kinds of problems coming in.
Cayman 这个岛上呢，这个教会的问题呢是家庭问题。
They had just had trouble with the last missionary that had left.
而且呢，跟这个宣教师也闹不好。
And so I said, I'm deeply grateful God has let me come here for the last of my ministry.
所以为什么我跟你解释说我很高兴，我很感谢神容许我在我们的中国教会呢过我的晚年。
I have watched you.
我只是看着你们。
I have watched you grow in the Lord.
我看着你们在主里面成长。
Maybe you don't see it so much.
或许你自己没有感觉到你在成长。
But I do.
我真的是看到。
You know, you see your little baby grow, but your little baby's not even...They're not even aware they're growing.
你知道吗？你看你的孩子成长，他们自己不晓得他们在长大。
But you are, and I thank God.
我感谢神，让我们看到，看到教会在成长。
I see God developing a church that He wants to use.
神已经在建立这个教会，成为他要用的一个教会的模式。
We may have areas that we must lift ourselves up in, and do better with.
那我们一定要好好的尽力的来做。
But I believe if we follow God's way,
如果我们跟随神的方法、神的道路
，and we lose sight of ourselves,
如果我们把自己舍掉
，and put Jesus first,
把主放在前面
，and allow Him to work through your little vessel,
容许神来用你这个小小的器皿。
It was Jill Briscoe that said, "You know that you and I are just little, we're just little clay pots."
那 Briscoe 这样说呢？他说我们只是一个小小的。一个陶皿陶器。
Now maybe your clay pot is filled with self.
那如果你这个陶器皿呢，里面装的都是你自己的话。
So you pour it out everywhere you go.
所以你到哪里去都要把你自己倒出来。
And you find yourself running up against things.
然后呢，总是呢有麻烦。
And you see yourself getting into trouble.
然后你自己就惹一些麻烦。
But oh, if our little pot is filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果你这个瓦器里面装着圣灵。
That wherever we pour it out.His love,
不管你往哪里去
his peace,
你所倒出来的
his reconciliation
你所倾倒的是爱是温柔是和好
Friend, we are not here for ourselves.
我们不是为自己我们不是在这里为自己活
We are here for Jesus.
我们为主而活
And I believe God is going to give us something wonderful.
我相信神要给我们是很美好的
As we follow together.
如果我们好好的一起跟着主的脚步
That's why he gives leadership.
这就是为什么神给我们这些领
导 Someone must lead.
一定要有领导的
After we discuss and get everything, someone has to choose the right
direction. 在大家的意见讨论之后总要一个人做一个决策然后带我们走
That's not an easy responsibility.
那这个领导的人不是一个容易的职任
You know, the word of God tells us, the preacher, you're going to be responsible for those that sit under your preaching.
身为一个牧者呢要为这些他所牧的群羊呢负责任的。
And leaders are responsible for the direction, but God can be there for them.
那他们对于带的方向要交代的，但是呢，神可以帮助他们。
We're going to be gone. We want you to pray for us.
那我们要离开一个月，请你为我们祷告。
But I trust that the Spirit of God is so real to us and blesses our church and makes us what.He wants us to be.
愿神的祝福很真实的在这一年的开始跟我们同在，然后让我们成为他要我们成为的一个教会。
Try to give up some of your opinions.
有时候呢，自己的意见让他就放弃吧。
Try to give up some of your preferences.
放弃一些自己的想法吧。
Do you know that really makes you peaceful?
你知道将会让你很平安很平和，你知道吗
？That really gives you a contentment.
会给你一种满足。
I'm a person who expresses myself.
我自己是很会表达，很快就表达我自己。
And thank God, many times people don't take it.
那我很高兴的，大家不太听了。
They don't figure it's a very good idea, but I got it out.
我很认为要讲我的意见，可是
我很高兴人家不接受我的意见。But it doesn't matter to me one bit if they do it or not.
如果对方不接受，我是很放心的，我没有什么样的想法。
Unless I was the leader.
那除非我是一个领导的时候，我就要小心了。
You know, many times we get in trouble because we want to take on a job that's not ours.
有时候呢，问题在哪里呢？问题出在不是我们的位置，我们去占了别人的位置，想要去做事情或想事情。
Let's just do our job good.
就只要把你的位置，你的该做的事呢做好。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福每一位。
Let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, we are so deeply grateful for your love toward us.
主，我们谢谢你对我们这么深的爱。
Lord, you have been good to us.
你对我们那么好。
We see in our heart those who are loving you, Lord.
我们实在是看到弟兄姐妹爱你的心。
We see you taking some through some real burdens and heartaches.
我们也看到你陪着我们走过一些困难的情境。
We see some of the stability that you're placing in some of their lives.
我们也看到你把一些能力放在一些需要的人的身上。
Lord, we bless you for our people.
我们实在是为你赞美，我们为我们的弟兄姐妹来赞美你。
We thank you for everyone.
为每一个人来感谢你。
You know how different we are.
你知道我们每一个人都不一样的。
You understand so well.
你对我们太了解了。
But all the grace of God that can unite our hearts together under Jesus.
但是主你自己的恩典可以把我们紧紧的联系在一起，让我们在主里面成为一家。
And so this morning, Lord, we just lift our hand in your blessing upon our people.
哦，主啊，求你举起你的手来祝福你的百姓。
Give them wisdom and understanding and direction and bless them through it.
给他们明白，给他们智慧，给他们了解你的方
向。Oh, we know how you can do that, Lord.
我们知道你可以做得到。
We praise you this morning.
我们今天早上赞美你。
So grateful that you brought us here. So grateful that you've given us the opportunity to work for you. The opportunity to send our building materials up to heaven.
我们谢谢你，容许我们在这个地方敬拜你。谢谢你，容许我们在这个地方，把我们有的献上，成为那永远的一个把我们的财宝可以积在天上。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Amen.